Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're not back in our usual home inside Renaissance Bank right now, but we're looking forward to that day, as you can tell, hopefully. But in the meantime, if you're in need of a better banking experience, if you're in need of a bank that's big enough to take care of all your business needs, but small enough to really care that you do business with them, well, go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South, ready to serve you, and find that person there that can answer the phone. And yes, they answer the phone. Imagine that. It's not a 1-800 number. So give them a call and go see them. And if you need a recommendation here in North Fulton where I am, I'm happy to give you one because I do business with them and I've got clients that do business with them and their experience is exactly what I say. It's personal. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Stephanie Stuckey, and she's the CEO of Stuckey's. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
I've been looking forward to this. And speaking of across the South, you're scattered across the South too. For those that don't happen to know Stuckey's, why don't you give them an introduction on your company and you?
Happy to. So Stuckey's has been a roadside oasis offering comfort stops since 1937 on America's highways. Now, we haven't been on the highways since 1937 because the highways didn't come along until the early 1950s with President Eisenhower. So we even predated the highways. We were started by my grandfather in Eastman, Georgia, as a roadside stand selling pecans, as I like to say it. And it grew from there. My grandfather added candies. We're best known for our pecan log roll. So those of you who can see us, I'm holding up a pecan log roll. They actually taste really great with breakfast, a little bit of sugar and coffee. We're also known for our kitschy souvenirs. I've got some with me, actually. So sorry if you can't see me in person, but yeah. I've got some snow globes, shot glasses, giant pencils, bobblehead, you name it, got a bobblehead here.
Oh,
Stuckey's is known for kitschy souvenirs, also traditionally clean restrooms, gas, and we've grown from those humble origins as a pecan stand to at our peak in the mid-70s. We had almost 370 stores in 40 states, and we were really synonymous with the road trip. We peaked when the Great American Road Trip peaked, and we sadly declined when the road trip began to decline in the late 70s. My grandfather sold the company and then Stuckey's got bought out by another company. And we fell into corporate hands for decades and were not managed by Stuckey family members. My father got the company back in the mid 80s and he, God bless him, kept the company going. And he retired about a decade ago, left Stuckey's being run by a skeleton crew. And last November, so not even a year, my dad's former partners asked me if I wanted to buy their shares of the company and take this on. And I did. It's been a crazy journey. I actually bought my dad's shares out a couple months later, and then I merged and I have a partner. So we have a whole healthy line of pecans that we now offer through my business partner. Lots of other things. I don't want to overwhelm you with the introduction, but just things are happening at Stuckey's. We're reviving the Great American Road Trip and Stuckey's along the way.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you hit on that right there at the end, where I wanted to go, which is it's a bigger passion for you than just reviving a family business. Say more on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our mission is we make road trips fun. We were part of the whole culture of getting on the road in your Woody station wagon in the 1970s, for those of you who remember that era. And it wasn't about the destination. It was about the journey. It was about pulling over and going to those petting zoos and people who built UFO welcome centers in their cotton patch next to their farm. All the fun roadside oddities and attractions that make our country great, and the small towns that you get to know along the way. So Stuckey's was really part of that whole experience. And I think now more than ever, this country is really looking for nostalgia and comfort and reconnections, discovering our country again. And small towns are really making a comeback as people take the roads more. Road trips are up, RV sales are up 40%. So the road trip's coming back and Stuckey's is coming back.
Awesome. Now, I'm curious about the lessons that you've learned that go back a ways. I mean, there are certain business principles that survive the test of time and some that don't. What have you learned from what your grandfather did in the early days and as he built the business?
My grandfather really believed in people and built the company based on trusted relationships. And he was less interested in whether somebody had an academic background that fit the business needs, because I think he had to drop out of law school at the University of Georgia because it was during the Depression. He couldn't afford to finish. So he was largely self-taught with a lot of his business practices. And so he looked for people who just had grit and determination and were hard workers. And so he hired good people, he trained them up, and he believed in them and he supported them. A great example of his business method is how he ran his franchise operations. They were mostly husband and wife teams. They actually lived in the stores. They made a modest upfront investment, but my grandfather largely invested in the stores. And he told them, if you're not profitable, I'm not profitable. And I will buy the store back from you if you're not profitable within a year. So he believed in them and he empowered the store franchise owners to really be successful. And so they had ownership shares in their stores. The other thing he did was anyone who worked at Stuckey, so he had a billboard company, he had a trucking company, he had a candy manufacturing plant at our peak. Almost all of his employees had some ownership interest in the Stuckey stores. And so that not only gave them ownership, but it made them work even harder because they were part of the brand. And so that's something I really value about my grandfather. And then I will tell one anecdote that I love to repeat.
Please.
About how he really just did shoe leather learning. He was boots on the ground. He would go to his stores. He would observe how people shopped. He was an undercover boss well before that show ever came about. And he just observed and he learned by doing. And so the story I like to tell is the way he figured out how far apart to space his stores. He would get in his pickup truck and he would get a cup of coffee. He would drink it as he was driving. And when he needed to use the facilities and pull over, that's how far apart he would space his stores. So it's that kind of just learn by doing and real practical stuff. I was actually talking to some professionals in the roadside convenience store business. And they said, well, we've got all these metrics we use and we figure out how long it takes between, you know, gas tanks, you know, like you need to fill up every, you know, 300 miles based on having a full tank of gas. And I said, my grandfather's method is so much better than that. Anyone who's ever traveled with kids knows you do not pull over when the gas tank is empty. You pull over when your kids need to use the restroom.
Yes, they're in control, right?
So I think that's just common sense learning that I really take from my grandfather.
Yeah, that's a great story. So talk a little bit about, I guess, the industry in general, roadside convenience, and, you know, what obviously increased road trips are driving that dynamic. But what else is going on in that industry that you are seeing a revival in?
Well, I think certainly with COVID, you're seeing some shifts where more convenience stores on the interstate highway are opting for some online ways to order your products in advance. You can run and pick up your order and have it ready. And we have some of our locations that are doing app-based mobile ordering in advance. More locations, I just read where Racetrack was adding drive-through options in their stores. So we're seeing more convenience drive-through options. Certainly this has been in effect for a while, but you're seeing more people doing the pay at the pump option. So the challenge for those of us in what I like to call roadside retail is how do you entice people to come into the stores? Because a lot of the profit is not just at the pump, but it's inside the store. It's with the beverages and the snacks. So people fortunately still need to use the restroom. So you've got to have clean restrooms. That's always been a standard. I don't think that's anything that's changed. That's something that's consistent. I will say what I think sets Stuckey's apart, and I'm trying to rebuild a brand, and I've been very honest about what I've taken on. Some of our stores are fixer-uppers. We have 67 locations. Only 20 of those are standalone stores. The rest are what we call stores within a store. Well, you see a Stuckey section inside another roadside establishment. And some of those stores really need some TLC. So I'm working hard to make sure that there is a consistency in the experience, that we are keeping up with the times and making sure that we're competitive, that we have clean restrooms, that we have a quality experience, that our products look good, that our displays are fresh. And so I'm spending a lot of time with the in-store experience. And I'm also actually personally visiting every store. I'm about two-thirds of the way through. And I'm not just visiting the stores. I'm visiting all the fun places along the way, because that's part of the journey.
Just like your grandfather, right? You're on the road.
Just like my grandfather. Yeah.
That's
I'm hitting the road this week. I'm going to be in Walterboro and Somerton, South Carolina, visiting our stores there. And actually filming, PBS is doing a mini documentary on the history of Stuckey's, and we'll be filming on Friday and visiting a lot of fun places. I'm going to see the world's largest teapot. I love the world's largest things.
Yeah.
Seeing the world's largest brick, the world's largest belt buckle, the world's largest rocking chair. And I'm totally fascinated with that stuff.
That's cool.
Yep.
Now you touched on the issues of reviving a heritage brand. You touched on that a bit. I wish you'd unpack that a little more and talk about the opportunities both that exist there and the trials that exist in that, because they're both, right?
Yeah. So I actually just wrote an article for the Atlanta Business, well, it's the Supporter Report, and I can provide a link to that. And it's how you try to revive a legacy brand. And I looked at some examples with brands that I personally admire. And I looked at Converse sneakers, Levi's jeans, and Domino's pizza. And all three of them have very different challenges that they faced. But Levi's jeans had a total change with the times, where their jeans became less popular during the 1980s, where everyone wanted to have the designer jeans and they were no longer hip. And they really experienced this huge decline, and they had to reinvent themselves. And what they did was they got really amazing videos and ads with a younger, hipper generation. They had great music, but they were true to their core look. So that's what I love about how Levi's pivoted. They didn't change the product. The product is still the classic Levi's. What they changed is how they presented it and how they reintroduced it, or introduced it to a new generation of customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Converse did something similar. They had an amazing ad campaign, and they showed how it's still a relevant brand. Domino's. Do you remember when Domino's had the bad publicity about their crust tastes like cardboard and their sauce tastes like ketchup? And instead of shying away from it, their leadership team owned that. They had videos of them watching customer feedback, saying all these negative things, really negative things about their product. And you could tell they really took it to heart. They're like, okay, we're listening. We're changing up our recipe. We're making ourselves relevant. So I'm looking at those lessons and how do we apply those to Stuckey's? Well, we're rebranding. We're on a limited budget. We're scrappy, but there are still ways you can get your message out. So look for our messaging on social media mostly. It's wonderful how much more accessible it is. And then we're upping our candy game. There's going to be more to that in the very near future. But, you know, our log roll, we've just improved the quality of our log rolls. We've improved the packaging. Mm-hmm. It's a lot fresher looking, although it's also got a retro vibe to it. So I think I joke everything old is wow again or new again. And I think a lot of brands you'll see like Doritos and Kodak are reviving their retro logo. So that's what we're doing. And a lot of people are not only connecting with this for the first time, but reconnecting. So we're shoring up our base, our nostalgic base, but we're also trying to have this fresh look that will appeal to new customers. And then quality product is always at the core.
Of course. Folks, we're here with Stephanie Stuckey, and she is the CEO of Stuckey's Corporation. So yeah, speaking of fresh product, I mean, you've had a business combination that you're pretty proud of here lately that I wish you'd tell everyone about.
Yeah. So that's another way we're trying to revive the heritage brand. We started as a pecan company on the side of the road. And so we're going back to our roots and also recognizing that the consumer palate and consumer taste are shifting. People want healthier options. They still like to treat themselves with some sugar, but we're accepting and we're acknowledging that people want some healthy choices as well. So we're offering that as an option. We're not steering away from the fact that we're a candy brand. We're owning that. We're not shying away from what's really critical to a lot of our core customer base, but we're also expanding. So we've acquired a healthy pecan company, Front Porch Pecans. I say both so everyone can relate. And full line of healthy snack options. So there's sea salt and habanero, barbecue. We'll be looking at some fun flavor combinations like chipotle lime. So we're going to be rolling out more of those flavors and new packaging in the coming months. And then we also just sell the classic in-shell pecans and raw-shell pecans because it is pecan season and it's baking time. And especially with the holidays approaching, there's no better pecan than a Stuckey's pecan grown in Middle Georgia. And we are Georgia Grown certified.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Stephanie, you have, let's talk a little bit about you. Shift gears here for just a second. Talk a little bit about you and your background. We were joking before we came on the air that you've got the background as a litigator and that, yeah. How does that fit into marketing, the marketing you're doing today? But tell more about that.
Yeah, I've been a litigator, a legislator, and now I'm a candy maker. So just a crazy career journey, but all of the skills that I've learned have built upon one another. And I think one of the most important things in business, the characteristic that you really want to look for in leadership is emotional intelligence. And that's something Warren Buffett looks for when he's investing in companies. And I'm in this for the long haul. I am totally committed to building Stuckey's back. And the skills I gain from being a lawyer, I use every day. I actually am writing some of our contracts. So I'm a bit of an in-house general counsel for Stuckey's, but we also have an outside legal team that's helping us with our franchising and licensing agreements. So the skills that you learn along the way help you. And I would certainly encourage people who have opportunities for new career trajectories that you don't think that just because you don't necessarily have the technical background that you can't be qualified. The other key thing is work really hard to gain up the skill set and surround yourself with smart people who are knowledgeable in this area. So I've got very smart people in retail, and I have a wonderful CFO who's been with Stuckey's for 30 years. She's an accountant by training. And so you make sure you've got smart people around you. You put them on your board, you put them on your management team, and you hire outside consultants and you listen to them. But you gain that knowledge yourself. So it's a combination. And I see you've got your dog in the background. I think my cat's going to be joining me soon.
Yeah, we've got guests in the studio today.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do when you're virtual, right?
That's adapting, right? Adapting to change. We're all learning a really important skill to be resilient right now.
For sure. For sure. Now, one of the things, you're a Georgia grown company, as you mentioned, and, you know, it strikes me that you've really done, the company has done a lot to put Georgia pecans on the map, right? From the very early days and now coming back again.
Yeah, we were known as a pecan shop. All of our early signs say Stuckey's Pecan Shop, and it's shoppy with the PPE, so the old timey spelling. But the pecan is America's only native snack nut. Mm. All the other snack nuts, cashew, almond, pistachio, they're not native to this country. And the peanut is not a nut. It's a legume. People always ask me about that. It doesn't count. It's an imposter on the snack nut aisle, in my opinion. But having said that, we do make, I've got one here. Mm-hmm. We do make a peanut log roll. So we offer that for people who like peanuts. But the pecan is America's homegrown nut. And mm-hmm. it's among the healthiest nuts. It's very high in antioxidants and the good kinds of fat. And it just tastes better. It's got a buttery flavor to it. There's a reason why it's so popular in baking. But part of my mission with Stuckey's is to revive America's native nut and to take it off of the bakery aisles and add it to the snack aisles. We'll keep it on the bakery aisle, but we also need it on the snack aisles. It belongs in both. And too often you'll just see it in the produce section, or you'll see it with the baking ingredients, and you won't see pecans on the snack aisle. And they belong there. It's a healthy snack. It's part of the keto diet. And the number one state in the country for pecan production is Georgia, and has been Georgia since the 1950s.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're the pecan state. We're not the peach state, by the way. I love peaches, but South Carolina beat us. We are the pecan state.
There you go. Yeah. We'll get some emails and calls on that one. But that's okay. We'll take them. So let's talk about your expansion and how that will occur. And I know you're working on your existing stores. But how do you intend to expand as time goes on? Will it be by franchise, by company owned stores, both? How will that work?
Yeah, so I've actually got a 4-part plan for expanding Stuckey's. And, you know, this gets back to how to survive in the era of COVID. You have to diversify your revenue stream. So you put all your proverbial eggs in one basket, or pecans in one basket, then you might really risk your company not surviving when times get tough. So we are looking at a variety of revenue streams that we're strategically pursuing. The short term, we're focusing on where we get the highest return in the quickest period of time. And that's sales of our product. It's sort of been the core of our business all along. My grandfather always made his profit through sales of products in the stores. So we're unique in a lot of the retail roadside space, in that we have branded products that we're really known for. And so sales of our product, either in our stores, but also in our B2B partners. So we're in Ace Hardware stores, we're in Dollywood, we're in Hallmark stores. Any of your listeners are interested in being a wholesale client of ours, our candies, our nuts are available, and we've got beautiful shippers and display options. So sale of products, then we've got our online revenue. So really ramping up e-commerce, then our stores. And our stores are improving existing stores. adding some stores moving forward, but our focus is really on quality stores. And I would like to have a handful of corporate-owned stores that can be flagship locations. I'd rather have 25 really good quality stores than 50 that are mediocre. The Stuckey's experience is not about having 1,000 stores. It's about having a handful of really good quality ones that have an experience. And then last is manufacturing. More to say on that soon, but we are hopefully in the process of acquiring some manufacturing capacity. And that will really be a game changer in our ability to provide quality products at high margin for our clients. Yep. Our customers and our B2B clients could benefit from that.
Great words here from Steph.
A lot going on. It's been less than a year.
Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised you had time to come on and do this interview. You got so many things going on, but that's awesome. Stephanie Stuckey's with us, folks. She's the CEO of Stuckey's Corporation. So, Stephanie, this has been great, and it's a delight to see this brand getting revived the way you're doing it. Unfortunately or unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember it. So, for back in the day,
you know what? Yeah. I'm amazed how many people in their 30s come to me and say, "I love Stuckey's," and it was because their parents like Stuckey's, and so they heard their parents talk about it.
Sure.
But, you know, thank you for having me on your show. A big part of what I see as my job is being the brand ambassador for Stuckey's, because it is my name up there on the billboards and getting the message out that we're back. Mm-hmm. So many people thought we were bankrupt. My first week on the job, there was an article, I had a Google alert. There was an article that appeared in a blog that said 10 stores we love that are now bankrupt. We were like number 8.
Oh, my.
I emailed the author and I said, not only have we never been bankrupt, we're still around. They did a great article on our comeback. I actually touched base with them again last week. I'm like, let me give you an update where we are today. We're even doing better. We've got more product line. And so I'm just trying to get the word out. We're here and we are turning the company around. And how blessed am I to have that chance? So many of our legacy brands, nostalgic brands that we grew up with, have fallen out of family hands, and they've lost that special magic, in my opinion. And not to diss them, but it's just not the same. Like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders' family doesn't have that. Wendy's, it's out of the Dave Thomas family. Mm-hmm. Hershey's, well, there's a Milton Hershey Foundation that has a large ownership, so there's still some control, but it's not run by the family. Mm-hmm. Holiday Inn, out of the family. I could go on and on and on. Howard Johnson's, the last Howard Johnson's restaurant died a year ago. No more.
Oh, wow.
They're not on the highway anymore. Yeah. Holiday Inn's run by IHG Corporation, Atlanta based. So I like that, but still, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It is not the same.
For sure.
So I want to bring that specialness back that, frankly, you get when you have a leadership that is personally and passionately connected to the brand.
So, speaking of nostalgia, you've got a special offer and a drawing we're going to do for folks that are listening to the show. And we've got to put the proviso out. We're doing this show here as of October 5th. You've got a chance to get in on this drawing between now and October 31st, 2020. So let's put that out there real quick. But Stephanie, let's tell everybody what you're offering.
Yeah, so I'm holding one of the mugs up. It's a campfire mug, and this is part of our new retro merchandising line. It's from an artist named Derek Yaniger. His site is Derek_art. His art is beautiful. It's got this great retro vibe to it. He did 2 pieces of original art for Stuckey's, and we're putting his art on t-shirts and mugs. I've actually got one of his t-shirts here too. Mm-hmm. And so what we're offering is one of the mugs, and it's got it's really cute. It's a pecan log roll with a lumberjack, and it says timber. So it's kind of a play on the fact that we're log. And so that will be available to a randomly selected prize winner. Here's the other piece of art he did.
Oh, wow.
What I call the happy family car image, and it's just sort of the classic get in the car and see America and pull over at Stuckey's on the way. Mm-hmm. So you can go online and get one of our t-shirts. You can try for our giveaway, and we'll give one of those to a lucky winner.
That's awesome. And so let's get to the really important stuff too, which is how they can go find, how folks can go find your online store and your store locations, if maybe they've forgotten where some of them might be.
Yeah. So go visit www.stuckies.com. We've got all of our product and we've got a store locator guide. My favorite part of the website is that we've got a guest book, and every day we get dozens of people sharing their Stucky stories, which is why I'm doing what I do. I get stories in my inbox every morning and I love it. And it's not just, I stopped at Stucky's. It's my grandpa, who I call Papa, loved your stores. And we went on a fishing trip once with him and we took a picture of ourselves with a fish in the parking lot. Like, I love those stories.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's about. It's about making a personal connection. Now more than ever, with all of the civil and political unrest that our country's dealing with and the economic recession and the pandemic, I think we're craving some comfort and some nostalgia and just connectivity. That Stucky's is not just a brand. It's me being scrappy and working my tushy off to rebuild this brand. And it's a partnership. It's teamwork. I need customers who want to be part of this journey with us. And I welcome feedback. I get all sorts of feedback. I get people like, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, okay, that doesn't align with our strategy. But other times I'm like, that's brilliant. Okay. So yeah. I'm open to feedback. You can send me whatever. So stuckies.com. And then we're on all the social media platforms at Stucky's Pecans. And then you can personally follow me at Stucky Stop is my handle. And then I'm also on LinkedIn. And I post a lot about Stucky's on my personal sites.
That's awesome. And just a quick reminder, as we're here in October 2020, taping this show, that you mentioned earlier, you're working on holiday gifts. So if folks are thinking ahead to the holidays, they'll also be able to find some options there on your site.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We got Christmas ornament. We're putting our holiday selections together. We'll have those posted online very soon.
That's awesome. Stephanie Stucky has been with us, folks, and she's the CEO of Stucky's Corporation. Stephanie, this has been sweet, if you don't mind me saying. Sweet and comforting and nostalgic, and it's been great. You've been awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you're in need of some help that involves, maybe you're spending too much time on the administrative side of your business and you need someone that will actually fly in and help you clean off your desk a little bit. I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, they've been virtual for 20 years, so they know how this environment operates that we're in right now. And they work with folks not just in the Atlanta area, but really all over the country. So if you've got a problem that involves administrative tasks or bookkeeping or marketing or something like that, she's got a whole team of talented angels at Office Angels, the name of her firm. Give her a call at 770-442-9246. Tell her John Ray sent you. And I'm sending you because I use them, okay? So that's the point here. I know the great work that they do. And folks, if you want to find the other shows that we've done over these past 4 years, some coming up on number 300 here soon, go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. You can find our entire archive of shows. We'd love it if you would subscribe and give us a great rating. We're only accepting 5-star ratings, please. And it's not about us, folks. It's about promoting great folks like Stephanie who have come on our show and the great work that they're doing in their companies and in the regions that they serve, the communities they serve. So it helps folks find those shows. So if you could do that for us, we'd appreciate it. And of course, you can connect with us on social media as well. LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Stephanie Stucky, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.